This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. What is everybody talking about? That is a question we will answer during the course of our weekly talk radio review, a roundup of the hot hits, discussion of the stories. Information provided on this list comes from Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is where you can find the list, the stories, the people, the whole McGilla here. I'm Doug Steffen. My job first is to introduce the people who are in the round table today. Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV program and also the Morning Answer on KRLA in Los Angeles. Also, Rick Jensen, who is a participant in discussions and controversy and troublemaking generally at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Speaking of troublemakers, Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington at our originating network, Radio America.
It's easy.
All right, so let's get to number one story on the hit parade this week. Well, no, I don't want to do number one. Let's do number three. Joe Biden entering the race for the presidency.
He always makes it so much more fun.
Well, but he also is the only one that actually offers a good choice between them and these other phonies that are running, and they just, that's all they are, as far as I'm concerned, a bunch of gutless, ballless, ugh, what a bunch. But Biden's got to, there's something about this, from my perspective anyway, and as usual, the first thing that the know-nothing say is, well, look at what he did to those women. He inappropriately touched them, so he can't be the president.
Creepy Joe.
Yeah, so I don't know
Creepy
where
Uncle
we go.
Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Uncle Joe.
Well, okay, well, I can start with this.
Jennifer.
I think on paper, Joe Biden probably matches up the best as the candidate who could take on President Trump. That is, if he can make it to the general election. A lot of people are just assuming he's going to breeze through the primary, when the truth is the energy and the leadership of the Democratic Party actually want to see more far-left-leaning progressive candidates that check some boxes, that are multicultural, that are female, that are younger. Joe Biden is 76 years old. I'm not an ageist. I think anybody who is with it can run, absolutely. But I think the Democratic Party has done a lot of spinning over the years, saying they want to see young females and a diverse group of candidates running, and Joe Biden doesn't check those boxes. Plus, is he going to be able to track as far left as he needs to compete in a primary before he comes back to the center to run against President Trump? And if he does get to the general, I think there are a lot of holes that Trump can push into, kind of punch into him, if he ties him to Obama's economy and failed industries under the Obama administration.
I agree with you on the far left aspect of the DNC right now, but I think when they get to the general election, I don't think they want to be far left. I think they want Joe.
Yeah, but they want to go back to the center.
The problem with that, Richie, is you know as well as I do that people don't understand how important primaries are, so they don't. The only people that vote are the lunatics from the hard right or the hard left that want to see their candidate. I got to get this guy because he's blah, blah, blah. And then the choices that the people who have been too lazy to go vote in the primaries have on election day suck. And that's kind of where we, if you take that bunch of renegades, the Democrats may want to please themselves with a candidate, but do they please the general public? No, not with any of those people that are there,
but
with the exception of Biden.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would have never been elected anywhere 10 years ago, 5 years ago. But because of the Bernie Sanders and the far-left agenda,
He's
the new normal. He is normal. He's more center than a lot of the people that are running against him.
And he's setting the tone.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Hi, Jensen. Where are you on all this?
I'm in Delaware, and when Joe announced Delaware broke...
the entire thing just broke in half. So you gotta look at what's really happening though with the stats and the data. For example, any candidate, even if it's Joe, they're gonna be measured upon how much money can they raise in the first 24, 48, 72 hours. And that's how these, what, 31 candidates now, 5,000 candidates, whatever, they're gonna get winnowed down. And they're gonna be also ranked upon how well they do with the Iowa caucuses. And depending upon where you start, if you're starting at 21%, 22% like Joe, then he's going to maintain that or better. Other candidates who have like 3, 5% popularity rating, if they boost up to 8, 9, or 10, they're going to get more press. And it's all going to be about perception. Can Joe make it to the primary? I think when you have Kamala Harris, for example, saying felons voting while they're in jail, I think that most Democrats even will say, yeah, Bernie Sanders, that's a little bit crazy. But I go back to Jennifer and ask, what about the younger voters? Will they glom on to something like Bernie Sanders saying, hey, felons, we can't take away their rights just because they're criminals?
Yeah, and that's a good Bernie, first of all, right? But I think that young people do want that. That's what's scary about the young version or the young progressive branch of the Democratic Party.
Where do they get these ideas? Where
it's
do
so
young
crazy
people
that a terrorist
get
would
these
be
ideas?
And look at Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren comes out this week and says, here you go, free college. Hey, look at me.
And that's how they buy votes. And I would say before we move on from Joe, the other shoe that could drop for him, and from what I hear, it's pretty damaging, is that the Inspector General's report on just how the Russia investigation got started is due to come out in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And from what I hear, it is going to be very damaging to the Obama administration. And will the president be able to tie Joe to that? It doesn't mean that Joe was necessarily involved in any of it, but if he's part of that administration, he's going to have to answer for it. And that could be something that's also worth considering as they look forward to the first primary. Or, I'm sorry, the first debate in June.
Maybe the last word on this is the kinder, gentler candidate is definitely going to be Joe Biden. Have we had enough after 4 years of Trump and all of the hoopla, whether he's got good ideas or not? People are tired of him in the main. The people who love him love the tweets and all of the agitation and all that other stuff. But it exhausts you after a while. And I can use my town of Framingham, Massachusetts, well, now the city, as an example of what's going on politically, because it's a microcosm of what's going on nationally. We had a citywide referendum, or a referendum to change form of government here, 3 years ago, to a city. And then we had an election, elected a woman to be the mayor of the city who had no experience doing anything and has made a complete mess out of pretty much everything she's touched. And the city council was voted in at the same time. 11 members, 8 of them have decided not to run for re-election because they cannot get anything done. They are tired of fighting. They're tired of the noise. They're tired of the disruption of their lives. They're just tired. This woman has worn them out, in essence. And I think a lot of this is happening around the country. We're tired of all of the confrontation and the anger and the fussy. We want to get something done, and that's not happening. And I think that's one of the things that's going to be the most distressing. Trump's going to have to sell his accomplishments to people who are in the middle that voted for him last time. And I use farmers as an example. The farmers are not happy with Trump. They were a supporter, and he won those states. And he's going to need to work harder on them. If he ignores them, he will lose. That's my read on it. 15 past the hour. Calitrin is a choice. We all make choices. And Calitrin has become the choice for many educated folks who have tried different things to lose weight and have not been successful. Yeah, you can go on any number of programs, participate in any number of plans and meals, and you lose the weight. Swell. Then how do you keep it off? That is the biggest, that's the drama here. You want to get some fabulous results? Use Calitrin, the healthiest way to lose weight and keep it off. It's an all-natural approach, which is the kind of thing that I support in my messages on my programs. Calitrin is the healthiest choice for losing weight. Its main ingredient is collagen, which is an important part of the proteins in your body. 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. You stop making it when you're in your 30s, so you need to supplement. That's what Calitrin does. Get your body to start making it again, jump starts it, and then it works toward helping you build lean muscle, push the fat off, and that's how you lose the weight and keep it off. Go to toploss.com for the special deal. That is the continuation of the deal that started a couple of weeks ago. 3 bottles, 90-day supply. You pay for that, get another 3 bottles, another 90-day supply, which is really what it takes, about 6 months to get on this program, stay there, and get your weight where you want it and keep it there. So if you would like to have the best way for you to lose weight and keep it off, go to toploss.com. The special deal, when you click the box, check that box for DJV. DJV is the way for you to save the money, get the 6 month supply, pay for 3. That's it. Toploss.com. You'll be very happy at the results. That's what I'm telling you. Happy. You want results? You get them. Go to toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the code DJV for savings.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I went to the doctor yesterday, and she said that I'll probably live to be 100 years old. My heart sounded good. Everything sounded good. My blood pressure, it has not been that low in a long, long time. With these capsules, I'm getting the vegetables and the fruit that I need. I know my husband has seen a difference in the way I am.
As you know, the price of produce is always on the rise. Have the confidence to know you're getting the best possible price for organically grown whole fruits and vegetables with Balance of Nature. Call now to see how you can lock in your price of fruits and vegetables and get free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Calitrin, the best way for you to lose weight. I can speak from experience because I'm on it. The ingredients in Calitrin are so healthy. The active ingredient is collagen protein. So maybe you give us a little insight into the chemistry here of how this collagen protein that we were talking about works to help us lose weight.
Well, it uses that collagen protein to help heal and rebuild tissue, and that's in everywhere from your joints to your muscles. And when it goes to your muscles, it revs up your metabolism. You know, when you're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue, you burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. When you give it time to work, you're going to see the inches come off and then the pounds come off.
Here's what you do. In order to get this, there's a great special deal on right now and a free shipping combo with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com. All right, let's get back to our conversation. So we took on the Joe Biden conversation. Let's go to number 10 on the story list this week, which usually has a focus on sports, what's going on sports talk radio. So is the big discussion this week the NFL draft and who the winners and losers are? Yes, it is?
Yeah, this weekend the NFL draft will pretty much, I mean, the NBA playoffs, you know, that will take it. MLB. No, baseball, nobody's going to talk about baseball this weekend because the draft is just going to own, even though I'm going to a game Sunday, it's, you know, the draft will be the king.
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 The king.
NFL is king, and the draft has become a huge event over the last decade.
Do you feel badly because Delaware doesn't have any professional teams? You have to go to Philadelphia or Washington, Rick, to...
Well, they are our team, actually. Yeah, sure. You know, the Eagles, the Phillies, those are our teams in Northern Delaware and Southern Delaware. They follow Baltimore more than anything else because, my goodness, Rich, I love you, but nobody wants to follow the Nats. Nobody wants to.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. I didn't even know they still have, they still playing baseball there. I guess they are.
Anybody who follows a team that throws rocks at Santa Claus down on the field, you deserve what you get. Philly fans are some of the meanest.
Boo! Philadelphia is not the city of brotherly love. That I'll attest to that. I mean, work there.
But wait a second, Rich. We got one of your best players, so did we deserve that?
You can have it.
And they're doing great.
It's all yours.
We're having fun.
More on the Talk Radio Review coming right up here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now time for us to continue our review of what's going on. Folks at Talkers Magazine have put together the charts for this, the last week of April 2019, the last full week of April. Stories dominated by politics, as often is the case, including what to do about the border crisis. The discussion, there's a little discussion about the new James Bond movie and the opening of the Avengers movie this weekend, which promises to be the blockbuster of the summer. Some people say $300 million in domestic business alone.
Wow, it's going to do huge money.
Who's going to see it?
I'll go see it.
I am.
You know, I went to see the last one with Brie Larson. And I'm not one who likes these movies, generally speaking. I did like her, and I did like the movie. So I don't know, but the rest of the stuff, it seems so pat. It seems like the same story over and over and over and over again. So whether but it doesn't make any difference. This thing is like,
well, Doug, it is. But the key is the effects are so good now as compared to when like you were a kid, and.
Actually, it's quite the opposite. I mean, I heard the New York Times movie reviewer saying that the action movie part of it is almost not even really the thing because the story is done so well and you have so many characters and they are able to carry the story and it keeps moving forward and it's done so well that the action side of the movie is really kind of secondary to the story. So apparently they do a pretty good job of pulling the story
off. If that's the case,
cool.
We need some good story movies around. All right, so that's number nine. Number eight, the meeting between Putin and Little Fatty. And so Bad Vlad says he's going to report to the president on what his conversation was with Kim. I'm just trying to visualize or imagine what a phone call, the phone rings, Trump picks it up, and it's Pukin Putin on the other end. What is the first thing? Hey, how you like what I'm... Do they talk about the whole business of the Russians messing?
They accidentally pushed the button, sonny. Just kidding.
I think the headline says it all. I mean, there are people saying, Trump, he's ruined everything. He can't work with other countries. No one likes us. No one supports us, which I think is nonsense. And the headline in Fortune magazine is, Kim Jong-un just asked Putin for help dealing with Trump. Sounds like somebody wants to deal with America.
And why would he go to Trump? I mean, why would he go to Putin then? Does that bring up the secondary story here of the relationship between Trump and Putin and whether Putin actually did mess with or instruct people to mess with our elections? All I can remember, the visualization of Trump at the last meeting of the, was it a G8 summit or whatever it was,
when
he walked by Putin, looks at him and ignores him, doesn't shake his hand, doesn't go talk to him, he just walks right by him. That was a pretty interesting visualization. Whether that was just theater or not, I guess remains to be seen. But
that's where Trump is pretty good. He plays dirty. He knows how to play dirty. He knows how to get under your skin. And when you're dealing with a guy like Putin or with a guy like Kim Jong Ding Dong, you've got to be able to work those guys' heads. You've got to get in their heads. And
right.
He does a pretty good job of that.
Yeah. All right, number 7 and number 6 kind of go together. In a manner of speaking, the price of oil going up. You notice at the pump cost up in some cases 10, 11, 12 cents in the last couple of weeks. What are you paying for gas in the greater, both you guys are in the same general area. So what are you paying for gas now?
In Delaware, I think it's about $2.59, something like that, depending. You just shop around.
I think I was a little bit cheaper than that, but like $2.40.
Yeah. It's going up. And when I was in California last week, it's $4.
Throw California out. They don't. California's a cow. They're a whole different. That's a whole different planet when it comes to buying gas.
It comes to a lot of things. Never mind just buying gas. But the sanctions have been lifted. Well, let's see what it does. But the cost of a barrel of oil is about $65 now, which is higher than it has been for a couple of years. So you're going to pay for it this summer, coincidentally, at the pump. It's 28.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the NRA's annual meeting in Indianapolis, President Trump announced the U.S. is getting out of a U.N. arms trade treaty.
The United States will be revoking the effect of America's signature from this badly misguided treatment. We're taking our signature back.
He also said Democrats are trying to get rid of gun rights. Prosecutors in Sunnyvale, California say Isaiah Peoples intentionally ran over 8 people he saw in the crosswalk because he thought they were Muslims.
The young girl who was severely injured in the attack remains in critical condition at an area hospital. Our hearts are with her and her loved ones as we pray for her recovery.
The girl remains in a coma. Her brother and father were also hit. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to get back to spoon-feeding ideas to you in your head on the Talk Radio Roundup. Greg Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware is here. Rich McFadden from Radio America. Doug Steffen here from the DJV program, from the Good Day Health program, from the American Family Farmer program, from Your Hidden Power. All of those things are in the wheelhouse, Richie.
Around the world, across the nation, and up your street.
Up your own
George Carlin used to say.
Yes, he did.
Careful with that.
All right, so let's get to, we're going through the list here. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio. Number 9, the Avengers and what will happen this weekend with that. The meeting between Mrs. Putin and Kim. Number 8, the oil sanctions against Iran. 7, financial markets did very well this past week. Continuing, so that's going to be the hardest thing to deal with. If you want to dump Trump, it's and that's
it's the economy, that's, stupid.
Yeah, right.
Right.
That's Carville's famous line.
Right.
But it really is true.
It really is true.
So number 5 is the aftermath of those bombings in Sri Lanka. I don't know, what did the final death count get to be?
Oh my God, it was 300 people. Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yep. And so it just underscores, and this is the talk tree speaking now, taking one thing and going in a couple of different directions that are connected to this. But the bottom line is that we've got so many crazy people. Maybe the fact that we are in the midst, April is a big religious holiday for most of the major religions in the world. And it just brings about the incredible thinking of people who their whole life is built around my religion is better than yours. That's their life. Everything they think, everything they do is motivated by some religious zealot telling them that they have to do God's bid. They have to do what Allah tells them to do, and he tells you to do this, that. And you know, the fact that the people of the world, there's so many ignorant people that think this is it. And so it comes into, you know, the Parisian. When were the Parisian bombings? That was a couple, 3 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Well, every week, researchers and historians that teach us that there are people who take this back to the time of the Moors, and it's been handed down from generation to generation to generation.
You mean the Muslim, the Moors, when they were in Spain,
yeah,
going across to northern Africa?
They want to recapture and establish a caliphate. Yes.
Yeah.
May I? I'd like to ask a political question here, and I don't understand. I'm serious when I say I don't understand why this is. Why? And maybe it's not a big deal. Maybe I'm making something out of nothing. But why is it that you have leaders of the Democratic Party? We have, you know, former President Obama. We have Hillary. We have Julian Castro.
Yeah. Is Obama really a leader of the party, or is it still Hillary?
Shadow government.
Yeah.
Well, sure. I mean, if he goes to a fundraiser, if he goes to some place and says, oh, we need to raise an extra few a few hundred thousand dollars for the Democratic Party in general for a PAC or something like that, sure, he's a leader. He shows up. People pay, right?
But
I guess that's true,
Rick's point is they all refuse to say what, Rick?
Thank you. They all call the victims Easter worshippers. And this is so convoluted. Muslims are not Ramadan worshippers. Christians are not Easter worshippers. They are Christians. Why can't they say the word Christians?
And it was interesting. Normally I would have let this slide by Facebook, but it was such a big topic of discussion on Facebook. And it seemed like everybody was coordinated on the Democratic Party that they were going to refer to them as Easter worshippers. And I don't understand why. But it really riled the feathers on the right. And maybe that's why they did it. I don't know. But I don't get it. I don't know why they couldn't use the term Christians. I don't understand.
It's all about everybody wants to rile up the other side. And for what? How does that make life better? That's my thing.
I don't see what they got out of it. I don't see what their purpose of not saying Christians was.
Nothing in the end. It's like the Democratic Party or the Democrat Party, and that sort of thing. It's the same. And by the way, politics and religion are pretty much the same thing, at least in my book.
Is a religion.
Yeah, it is. Number four, the situation on the southern border. My read on this week has been the realization that we have agreements with Canada. We have agreements, well, north, we have a simple agreement. Why don't we have that with the Mexicans? And why is it that we expect the Mexicans to do nothing, and we take it in the chin, or on the chin? I don't understand why I don't get the whole malaise here around not holding Mexico responsible. Why the hell are we even, why is there a problem? The Mexicans get a lot of benefit from being on our southern border, and we're getting nothing but having it tucked to us. So if Trump's this tough negotiator, calls up the Mexican president and says, look, if you don't stop this, you're not going to get a dime from us.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I agree with you, but doesn't Congress
have to stop the problems
responsibility
here.
With laws, too, though, don't they? Aren't they supposed to step up? Cory Booker,
already have. We've got a lot of laws on the books that aren't being enforced. Everybody looks the other way.
These sanctuary cities that are making it possible. So Mexico's going, hey, look, San Francisco's okay with it. Such and such other cities so good. So Trump comes out and says, and this is beautiful, great. We're going to take all the illegals that we catch, and we're going to dump them in these sanctuary cities. You people deal with them. And that's what you need to do. You need to deal with the enablers on this side of the border before you can tell Mexico, stop sending them, because everybody that comes finds a home.
What makes them enablers? Why are those who are so
solidly
behind
us for a better life, Doug? We owe them a better life. It's our responsibility to give them a better life.
We owe to a point, because we did kick the Hispanics out of the southwestern part of our country, the same as we did with the American Indians, but that was a long time ago. Those people are not still alive, so we don't owe these people anything. I don't know them anything. We maybe should be a little more open when it comes to dealing with some of the problems. But many of the people that come here have no connection to America or relatives who are in America. They just want to get on the gravy train, and we're dumb enough to want to give them whatever it is they want. Come on, we'll give you what you want.
They're coming from Central America. They're seeking asylum. Somebody has taught them what to do. The problem that's going on right now, Doug, and everyone else, is that what Kirstjen Nielsen had asked for before in a letter to Congress is they need more money, more Border Patrol. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol have reassigned over 500 officers from ports around the border there to help the Border Patrol in the surge of apprehension of family units. And we all know, and I know you guys have talked about on the show before as well, that the original design at the border is for males 18 to 34 years old, not women and children and families. And they need the money, they need the resources. And because of the politics, the Democrats don't want to give that to the Republicans right now. And I just want to say this one thing. I look at the politics, and it's annoying and it's angering because there are solutions. They can fix this. And I do believe there's another reason why Cory Booker will never be the Democratic nominee, because he says the Democrats should not deny that we do have a problem at the border. Nations should have borders. Borders should be respected. And Congress needs to step up and do something to help out at the border. And that's Cory taking on his own party, and that's why I think he'll never be the nominee. And that's pretty much what I wanted to say.
The other thing, Doug, this week that was the big thing was the two Border Patrol agents being taken basically captive for a few minutes by Mexican military.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was early in the week.
And took their guns. Only one of the two border agents had a gun, and they took the gun from him, questioned them, and then released them. But they did it on American soil.
God. They got lots of
that.
I was about to use that word, Richie.
Yeah, please don't.
They got lots of starch. A lot of starch.
That is out of control.
Yep, it is. The whole situation's out of control. And we don't have any good leadership that finds a way to fix it.
Well, Trump tweeted at Mexico. He's shutting it off. He was mad about it, but, you know.
Just shut them off. Yeah. Shut the Mexicans off.
You can't shut the flow of money off. That's the only problem. All the stuff that comes in, all the Ford automobiles that come in from Mexico, all the TVs, all the...
Well, there's another thing going on, guys, with this whole thing, too. Because they had to move border agents to help with this influx of asylum seekers, now you have trucks waiting 15 hours to deliver fruits and veggies. And, Doug, up where you live in Massachusetts, your prices for fruits and veggies are going to go through the roof, because if they're sitting there for 15 hours at the border, that stuff's going to rot before it gets up to where you live in Massachusetts, and that's another problem, especially on the East Coast. Because of this border crisis, your cost of vegetables and fruits that are coming from Mexico are going to either not be stocked at all or go through the roof in prices.
The pigs on the farms are going to like it, though, because they'll all get to eat that almost fresh, those fresh fruits and vegetables. Time for us to discuss your energy, gentlemen. Are you enjoying your tasks every day because you have the energy? If you know people who are struggling to get back into shape, get energy back to their the good old days of drive and performance. Well, if you don't have that now, maybe there is, never mind, maybe there is a solution. The same thing happens to all men as they get a little older. It's harder to stay in shape. Your routine gets more difficult. Well, let me tell you about NuGenix. N-U-G-E-N-I-X. NuGenix will help you feel better because it adds to your routine the things your body is lacking. It's a supplement. So if you feel exhausted when you go work out, if you can't perform with your wife or your lady the way you want to, this is a product for men because mostly it has higher levels of testosterone, and that's what you need to preserve your energy and your performance. NuGenix will maximize your energy, maximize the lean muscle mass, maximize your libido. So overall wellness is restored, and you can have fun, confidence. Yeah, it's a good old time when you're using NuGenix. Get a free bottle, complimentary bottle of NuGenix by texting FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. That's how you get the free bottle. See what it does to energize your life. Free complimentary bottle of NuGenix. Text FORCE to 321-321. Be on your way to a more confident you. Just text the word FORCE to 321-321. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of April 22nd to the 26th. Last full week of April. The story list. starts at number 10 with the usual focus on sports and what's on sports talk radio, whether it's baseball being played, the playoffs in basketball, or the draft in football. A lot of conversation about the personalities involved, which is what we talk about for the most part anyway. At number 9, the Avengers film coming out this week, and I guess a couple of entertainment stories together. The Jeopardy winner, that's been something a lot of people are talking about. Number 8, Fatty Kim and Pukin Putin get together for a meeting. Number 7, the oil sanctions against Iran. Number 6, the strength of our financial markets. Number 5, the aftermath of the bombings in Sri Lanka. Number 4, the Mexicans come onto our border to arrest or detain a couple of border patrol people. Number 3, the presidential election in Joe Biden. The subpoenas number 2 and the Mueller report is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin.
Hey, y'all, this is Elizabeth with Calitrin. I just wanted to extend this huge special that we have right now. It's our Easter Unlimited Buy 3, Get 3 Free. This only comes around a few times a year, so this is your opportunity to get Calitrin. 6 months at half price. Who doesn't love that? So check it out. Toploss.com is the website. TOPLOSS.com. That's where you can find the Buy 3, Get 3 Free at toploss.com or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. And take advantage of the big Buy 3, Get 3 sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
If you're getting bored with dinner options, you don't like unhealthy fast food options, you don't like to order in, here's some great news from Martha Stewart. She's doing a free taste test, and you can be the beneficiary. Yep, Martha's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a really healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate for fresh food, that's for sure. There are 18,000 recipes you may choose from. The menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. So let's go to Fork. Text the word Fork to 246-810. That's right, Fork to 246-810. Get your free meals now. Text the word Fork to 246-810. Doug Steffen here with a review of the people. I like to do this in order so at least you know functionally once in the hour what the what the real lists are. Get, you know, get to them or we do a little zigging and zagging. At number 10, the winner on Jeopardy, up over $1 million, James Holzhauer. Number 9, Kim Jong meeting with Bad Vlad. Number 8, Kamala Harris. Number 7, Pocahontas, a.k.a. Elizabeth Warren. Number 6, Bernie Sanders. Maxine Waters is at number 5. Wow, she's got a lot of brass. Nancy Pelosi, number 4. Joe Biden, 3. Robert Mueller and Barr, I suppose, tied for second place. And as usual this week, Donald Trump, top of the list here of the People Chart Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Become a follower, not a leader, following this program and these ideas. You go to talkers.com to get the list. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is also at talkers.com. The fellow that won the $110,000 on Jeopardy, number 10 on the people list, his name, if I can pronounce it correctly, James Holzhauer, I believe, or Holzhauer.
I think.
He won $110,914 in one day, and that's the most that has ever been won, bringing into focus him and his winnings, but also, once again, Alex Trebek, how he looks, what's going on with him as he fights his cancer. There are some people who think he will not be back to Jeopardy. They have finished their taping for the year. But see pictures of him. I mean, for 79, the guy, he's got pancreatic cancer, doesn't look bad. As far as I'm, you look at him and think, okay.
Yeah.
So, but imagine what kind of smart you have to have in order to win that kind of dough on that show. It really, I mean, it's a, what an achievement it is.
Well, he's a professional gambler.
Yes,
did you hear
he
his
is.
Backstory?
Yeah.
Did you hear his backstory?
Yeah. He makes
it's pretty cool. His dad's a single guy. Grandma comes in from Japan and raises him, and they watch Jeopardy all the time together, and she learns English by watching Jeopardy with him when he was a kid.
Pretty amazing, huh? 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now at 53 after the hour to go through the top five technology stories of this past week. I'm Doug Steffen, but the real research and info is provided by Victoria Keelan, who's here to start at number five, which is a focus on something new at T-Mobile. Yes.
Yeah, T-Mobile launched its money checking account for all the U.S. T-Mobile customers. On balances up to $3,000, you'll get 4% back on interest, which is pretty good. And all you need to have is $200 a month in deposits into the T-Mobile money account. And, of course, that kind of interest rate is usually reserved for savings accounts. There's no minimum balance requirement for a T-Mobile money account. There's no fee to open it. It can also sync up with Apple Pay, Google Pay, and Samsung Pay, so you can pay bills, transfer money, and even send paper checks if that's your jam. And you only need your iPhone or your Android device. They are also giving out MasterCard debit cards in case you need to have access to an ATM. Since it's not linked to a specific bank, they are using Allpoint ATMs. They say there are about 55,000 of those across the country. And they exist in Target stores and Circle K gas stations and Speedway and things like that. So it's kind of the jury's still out to see if this is going to entice new customers to switch to T-Mobile. I don't know that it's something that people will, you know, just because of a checking account with 4% interest, I don't know that that's enough to get new customers in. But if you are a T-Mobile customer, it might be worth looking into.
All right, number four, as we work our way to number one, is a focus on these airlines again, installing seat cameras and what people can do about it.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of concerns that have popped up since it was actually a travel writer who was sitting on an American Airlines flight, and he noticed that when he was looking at the in-flight entertainment system in front of the seat back, that there was a camera there. And that is really how this whole thing started. And it turns out there are cameras built into a lot of these in-flight entertainment systems. Now, all of the airlines say that these are disabled, that the cameras are not operational, but they're also not covered up.
Put them
and
in
that
the
has a lot of people. Right. Well, yeah. I think it comes with the package, but the problem really is the airlines should have covered these cameras up, because cameras aimed at anybody makes people very nervous. So now there are two senators. This is a bipartisan letter that was written to almost every major airline in the U.S., and they want to know exactly what the cameras are being used for and if the passengers are being made aware that there are cameras in the seat backs.
No.
And the answer to that is no.
No.
So,
not at all.
Yeah.
No.
So they'll have to cover these cameras up. Even if it's a piece of tape, you know, they're going to have to do something.
Number three here is a, I guess, a good news story for those who live in Detroit and work in the car industry.
Yes, it's true. Waymo has picked a facility in Detroit to build its self-driving cars. The factory in Detroit is actually currently being remodeled. They hope to open this summer. They say it will create 400 new jobs with a capital investment of $13 million. Now, these are the Level 4 autonomous vehicles that Waymo has been working on for a while. The problem, though, is they've only been testing them out in very flat, sunny regions like California and Phoenix. And so the move to Detroit, they are hoping that they'll be able to adjust to harsh winters and snowstorms and things like that. So we'll see if this actually helps the vehicles, the sensors, if they can see better, because they had lots of accidents leading up to this.
Number two is a focus on cord cutting, which has sent companies sort of into the bye-bye zone, it looks like.
Well, Fuse Media, which is actually Fuse TV, that is the largest independently owned cable television network, they filed Chapter 11 this week. They're blaming cord cutters and declining revenue. They say that essentially they're just not being carried on PlayStation View and DirecTV and all of the non-cable viewing options. They just didn't pick up Fuse, and so now Fuse owes $242 million in outstanding debt.
Number one this week. Okay.
Well, we talk about this a lot, but it bears repeating. This is a new study that analyzed passwords that have been breached around the world. And the number one most breached password is 123456. It sounds like a joke from Spaceballs.
Tell me what you think of me. Yeah.
So, several other combinations. If you have any of these, get rid of it. If you have Blink-182, that was the most popular musical artist being used as a password. Superman, it was the most popular fictional character. It's 23 million accounts with the password of 123456 have been cracked. Also, Cowboys 1, the Dallas Cowboys, showed up in there. And so, obviously, don't use any of these passwords. Use a unique password with at least three different words.
That's right. Your first, middle, and last name. All right, that's the story at the moment, or the stories. Top five items from the world of technology. Victoria, thank you. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.